जय श्री कृष्णा, जय गुरुदेव। ओ गुरु ब्रह्मा, गुरु विष्णु, गुरु देवो महेश्वरा, गुरु साक्षात् परब्रह्मा, तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्। My pranams to all devotees of the Lord who are listening to this audio today. Today is the 16th day of Gita Jayanti celebrations at Gita Ashram, Malaysia. The chapter of the day is chapter 16 of the Bhagavad Gita. The theme of the 16th chapter is the analysis of divine and devilish qualities that are present in every human being. It's the yoga of the division between the divine and demonic endowments, also known as Daiva Asura Sampat Vibhaga Yoga. In verse 6, Lord Krishna says, there are two types of beings in the world. First, the divine, which describes the sattvic guna that controls the rajasic and tamasic gunas. Second, the demonic, which describes the rajasic and tamasic guna that controls sattvic guna. There are 26 divine qualities described by Lord Krishna from verses 1 to 3. Lord Krishna explains in detail the divine properties, conduct and actions which are righteous, in nature and conducive to divinity. One is able to rise up if there is increase in daivi, godlike, sampadas, attributes. I would like to share with you the written summary given by His Holiness Swami Hariharaji Maharaj on these 26 divine qualities. Maharaji says, a person endowed with daivi sampada is fearless. This is the first attribute. This is because only a sinless person can be fearless. A person is afraid if he has committed sins. The inner being of an evolved devotee is without any impurities. He performs actions with knowledge. He generously gives charity and is not a miser. He keeps his senses well under control. All his actions are for the benefit of mankind. He has the knowledge of the self, is extremely tolerant and is soft-mannered. He does not cause hurt to anyone. He does not tell lies. He is never angry and renounces all fruits of his actions. Persons with these attributes, sampadas, are like devas. He is not mentally agitated. He does not like to hear about the shortcomings of others. He is kind to all. His heart and speech are full of sweetness. He is shameful of doing bad activities. He will not allow his eyes, mind, and senses to be led astray. He will be brilliant. He will never have the desire to take revenge. He will always observe purity of body, mind, speech, and food. He has no enmity with others, nor does he try to show superiority to others. By observing the above attributes, sampadas, in oneself, one can have an insight with regards to one's own endowment and see whether daivi attributes are increasing or decreasing. Those endowed with daivi sampadas attributes move towards liberation. There are six demonical qualities described by Lord Krishna in verse 4. The six attributes of Asuri demonical sampada are hypocrisy, arrogance, pride, anger, harshness, and ignorance, which Lord Krishna says are the marks of one who is born of demonical properties. Lord Krishna delineates the evil tendencies and ill conduct, which are unrighteousness in nature and opposed to divinity. Those with increased Asuri demonical sampadas are led to further bondage and sorrow. Lord Krishna, from verses 7 to 20, describes Asuri sampadas in detail. Here again, I would like to share the written summary given by His Holiness Swami Hari Haraji Maharaj on these six demonical qualities. Maharaji says, people with Asuri sampadas, demonic tendencies, do not possess purity and character. Truth is far away from them. They believe that the world is born from the conjugation of men and women by itself. They do not believe in the existence of God, who is the cause of this world. Their policy is to enjoy the happiness provided in this world, for who cares what will happen afterwards? These persons, thus roaming around in this world, are blindfolded and are known as Rakshasas. These dumb-witted persons perform terrible actions and work to destroy the world. Their desires can never be fulfilled. They have a minefield of worries. They do not hesitate to earn money by the foulest means. They use them only for sensual enjoyments. Their lust for money is unending. They feel they can destroy all their enemies. They consider themselves to be mighty, knowledgeable, and rich. These Rakshasas perform religious rites only for the destruction of others. They are the abusers of all persons and the Lord who resides in the hearts of all. They reach the lowest of hells. After explanation given in detail for both divine and demonic endowments, Lord Krishna assures Arjuna in verse 5 that he is born with daivi, godlike sampadas, and therefore should not be worried. To further emphasize on these demonical tendencies, Lord Krishna describes the triple gates of hell in verse 21, that is, passion, greed, and anger. These three gates, he says, will lead to the ruin of the self. Therefore, the Lord says, we should abandon all three of them. In Bhaja Govindam, in stanza number 26, Adi Shankaracharya says, give up lust, anger, infatuation, and greed. Ponder over your real nature. Fools are they who are blind to the self. Cast into hell, they suffer there endlessly. So how do you then liberate oneself from the triple gates of hell? Let us look at the opposite of each gate of hell. Kama, desire versus contentment. Krodha, anger versus patience. Lobas, greed versus charity. If you want to be free of these triple gates of hell, then we should practice the opposites, contentment, patience, and charity, with constant effort to improve through discipline, senses, and controlled mind. This is further emphasized in stanza number 27 of Bhaja Govindam. Adi Shankaracharya says, regularly recite from the Gita. Meditate on Vishnu through Vishnu Sahasranama in your hearts and chant his thousand glories. Take delight to be with the noble and the holy, and distribute your wealth in charity to the poor and the needy. The Lord, in verse 22, calls on Arjuna, the man who is liberated from these three gates of darkness and turn Godward, do eventually reach me, the supreme goal, Param Gatim, that is Moksha. In the last two verses, that is 23 and 24 of chapter 16, Lord Krishna instructs Arjuna to be well versed in the knowledge of Shastras. The function of scriptures is to guide people towards living a perfected life on earth and repeatedly remind them of the supreme goal, Param Gatim, Moksha. But to those who act only on the impulses of their desires, neither attain success nor happiness nor the supreme goal. The deeds sanctioned by the Shastras should be done, while the deeds disallowing certain actions should never be done. Let the scriptures tell you what you should do and what you should not do, Arjuna. One should judge one's actions in relation to the guidelines outlined in the Shastras. When you or anyone is firmly on the road to enlightenment, there is no conflict at all between what you do and what the scriptures advise. Thus ends the commentary of chapter 16. Hari Om Tat Sat. Jai Shri Krishna, Jai Gurudev.